This is a special report on the COVID-19 virus update with Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor of Highlands.
Some people have been sending in a lot of detailed questions. I just don't have the time to respond to each email at this point.
You send it to Steve Day at WHLC.com, and we'll read them on the air.
And I can respond that way every day.
I'll compile them, and then we'll ask those questions to you when you come in for your daily thing.
People call me about, well, how many cases are at the hospital and what's the status of the hospital? You may want to call the hospital if you have questions, but better yet, contact the public health department. And we have the hotline that we've been putting out. And I know you have one for Jackson County and for Macon County. So, you know, we might want to read that hotline if anybody has any questions.
Okay, the Macon County hotline is 828-349-2517. Jackson County hotline for the Department of Health is 828-586-8994. You've extended the state of emergency.
And that extension prohibits the operation of hotels and motels. All rental activity has now been closed till further notice. And again, the purpose of that, and as soon as I got home, I was brought up with another example of a realtor encouraging people to come up here and rent a property and quarantine in the Highlands Cashers area. And that just cannot be allowed. We have now closed down any kind of short-term rental or rental units, and all of our hotel accommodations have been closed down. And the purpose of that is to discourage travel. Someone asked me this question. They said, Mayor, are you saying that you don't want our seasonal residents who have second homes to come to Highlands? And the blunt answer is, no, do not do that at this time with this state of the emergency. Stay in place where you are. I'd love for people to be here. I enjoy our second home residents. But in this emergency situation, I would recommend that they stay where they are. We were the first municipality and body in this area yesterday to close down the hotels and motels and the short-term rental. As soon as I got back to my office, Jackson County had issued the same type of emergency order, and I anticipate that Macon County will be doing the same thing today.
Address, if you will, the question of residential and commercial utility bills.
Our town manager indicated to us yesterday, and we've been working on this morning, that the State Utilities Commission, at the direction of the governor, have put out guidelines for deferring utility charges to businesses that have been impacted by the virus. We're not going to cut you off because you haven't paid your utility bills. And we will develop a plan following the guidelines of the state to where you will be able to not have to pay those utility bills if you can't afford them on schedule, and we'll work out a financial long-term repayment system.
This shows when government has a heart.
Our finance committee will sit down with staff very soon and start mapping out a policy and procedure to address this issue of people not being able to pay their utility bill.
And we are hoping for some congressional passage to allow small business to get money so that employees can stay employed.
That is desperately needed. I haven't checked recently, but unemployment office in the state, they were having crashes with their computer system. I hope that they will be able to get back online and operating efficiently soon, because there are a lot of people that really need that money, and they need it now, not a month from now. And let me just put in one more plug. And that is for our takeout restaurants who are operating. Please support those efforts. And also, let me point out, provide a good tip. Those generous tips will be appreciated. I talked to our trash crew yesterday morning, and what we're requesting everybody to do is to put your garbage securely in a trash bag, place it in a container, and that enables our workers to pick those containers up, especially toters. The reason we want that to happen, we want to keep our workers, all of our workers in town, healthy and safe so they can continue providing all the services that the community needs.
We keep getting questions after you come in to do your interview. What do you do after you're here?
That's a good question. I'm in constant contact with our town manager. Most of it is just being prepared and monitoring the email traffic and the information coming in and making sure that we respond quickly in a timely manner. For example, at 2:30 this afternoon, I'll be dialing in to a governor's update conference. And I'll be very interested in what the governor has to say. We'll be taking notes and making sure that we're in compliance with all the orders that the governor has put out.
This has been a special COVID-19 virus report from Mayor Patrick Taylor and WHLC, FM 104.5 and WHLC.com.